This is Cindy, and I'll share as uncomfortable as I've been the past 2 days. Things are really has smoothed out for me this morning. Conversation was so powerful, and my college students would tell me that I'm cooking right now, which is a good thing. And I'm already, I don't know, I'm feeling inspiration and ideas, and I want to start journaling and writing them down. And I already feel like this is when I can scare myself because I can almost get into a manic mode, and I don't want to do that. But I do feel inspiration bubbling.
Yeah, that can happen. So, let it come through and then see where it wants to take you. But I can get like that, like it's just really focused on what's coming through. But then you have to breathe and pause.
Breathe and pause. I understand, because
Yeah.
otherwise I will get swept away in a flurry. Thank you.
Keep the inspiration going. Who else? Anyone else? Okay. So we have practice sessions, and this is what I envision. I've divided the group up into four different practice groups according to location. And what I would like is for the practice groups to meet once a week through our July 16th meeting. And in those practice groups, I first should say we have three scheduled check-in time sessions. And I know I did write that they were going to be from 7 to 9 p.m., but I am changing that to 7 to 10 p.m. because we're going to need the full 3 hours. So the first one is Thursday, May 14th. The second one is Thursday, June 11th, and then Thursday, July 16th. So I put them consistently on Thursdays. Your group, and there's actually a page on t under today's date that has this written out on it, so you can refer to it. And let's ground, feel your feet on the ground. I feel like crossing my legs. And notice the shift. So we have these 3 evenings together, and then we have all the Monday evenings as well. So I don't want you to feel like this is dropping off deeply. It's not. It's continuing through the Monday evening classes. And the way to approach the Monday evening classes, I want you fully engaging in the classes and also watching your reaction, like how do you feel as the circle's forming and the cues I give, and start learning to find your language for energy and subtle energy in a group. And you could ask questions about that if you want to, if you need some feedback, but I don't want you to do it in the context of the ceremonial leader of facilitator training. I want you to do it within the context of the class we're in. But if you wanted to make some kind of mention or notice about the circle or what's happening with it, feel free to ask. So I want you to start becoming very aware of the energy of the circle, how it shifts, when it shifts into higher frequencies, and how you feel in your being. I also want you to notice and start being clear about the heavy energies that people are bringing, and how I bring in grounding and relaxation and breath and body awareness into the circle, because it's seamless in there. I first will ask people to go into their sacred space and begin to relax into that. But, and I don't want you to do it necessarily like I do it, but I want you to learn your language. So you'll be able to notice how you feel and equate it with what I'm seeing for the circle. And this is really important. So the training is going all the way through to July 16th. Now, in between, I would love for the groups to meet once a week and practice guiding a circle into a grounded space. And I would say a reasonable amount of time for a practice session would be an hour. I don't want to impose upon your daily life too much. If you as a group decide on a time together that works for you, the length of time, if you want to go longer than an hour, or you need to go shorter than an hour on a particular day, or someone can't make it the whole time, that kind of flexibility would be good. On this sheet of paper that I have the format for the practice sessions, I have meet weekly from now until July 11th, actually the week before the July 16th meeting. Take turns leading, focus on relaxation for yourself and for the group, and how you prepare to lead a group. And then lead an exercise for grounding with Mother Earth, Father Sun, the elements, the spirit of the land, and nature spirits, to continue building your relationship with the unseen world. It will also boost your confidence and deepen your self-awareness. I want you to focus on practicing grounding and holding a sacred space while listening to the other person. So whether someone is guiding or someone is speaking, then practice holding that sacred space without speaking, like letting a person have space to speak. And if some kind of feedback is requested, then you could offer that. Or if you want to offer something, you'd ask if they were interested in hearing your feedback and actually listen to them. Practice, if you are practicing this holding space and you want to speak, wait until any kind of urgency passes and see if what you wanted to say still exists. So I want you to practice everything we've been introducing as the initial phases of getting a group gathered and grounded. No, there's no perfection here. This is practice. And also use this time to discuss things that have come up for you, if you'd like, and see if you can get some support that way. Then I'd like you to record notes on your experience and share at least one insight on the class page every week. Okay, so we're going to continue the practicing, the repetition, the learning how to regulate your system, learning how to relax and share relaxation, and sense the collective space that gathers and opens up when you do this together. So it's so awareness, sensitivity, learning your own language for subtle energy. And yeah, it should be fun and nice. And you'll meet with the same group over time. And actually, I find that that can be very nice because you develop some nice relationships that way. So a few things we have to determine is I'm hoping that at least one person in each group has a Zoom account that you can use. And maybe there's other ways of meeting. I don't know about any, but maybe you do. What other ways are there meeting or for meeting through audio? Maybe on iPhones you can have multiple people. I don't know.
You can, but oh, sorry, I didn't.
Go ahead. What
if
was
people
that?
Have Google accounts, if you have a Gmail account, you can use the Gmail Meet app through your email really easily.
Ah, okay.
And if you don't have one, you can get a free Gmail account. Zoom accounts tend to be very pricey, as you know. For I have one, so my group will be okay. But if people don't have a Zoom account in their group, I would go with the Google Meets option. And I think even if just one person has Gmail, the other people can still join it. But I think it's just a little bit easier if everyone's got a Gmail, but it's not required.
Okay, well, that makes it accessible. Okay.
You can also just merge calls. If one person's like the point person, everyone can call in and you can merge them together.
On the iPhone?
Yes, on the iPhone.
Okay.
And do you know if there's a limit to that? Because I've never tested that. Have you merged more than a couple people?
I've merged three, not four.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another option then.
Okay. So just let me ask, Trish, do you have a Zoom account? I'm going through
no.
everyone. Okay.
No.
Okay. Lakshmi, do you?
I do not, but I do have a Gmail, so I could use Google Meet.
Okay. And Kim?
I don't believe mine is active any longer.
Okay.
But I do have Gmail, and I have an iPhone.
Okay. And Elena?
I have Gmail and an iPhone.
Okay. Tiffany?
I have an iPhone, I think. I don't have anything else.
Okay. What are you on now?
A computer that I just clicked the link and...
Oh, okay. So you're using the Zoom on the computer. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Carolyn?
I have Zoom.
You have Zoom.
Yeah.
Is that something your group could use?
Yeah, I have a group account.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, Cindy, Rico.
I have iPhone and a Gmail.
iPhone and Gmail. Fran?
Oh, Sarah, for that group, I have a Zoom account, so no one in that group, they can all join my meeting.
Okay.
Then
And
befriend me. I
okay.
think also you might be able, I'm not sure what Zoom's rule is now, but before you could use Zoom for free, but I think it capped the meeting time at like 45 minutes. So,
Right. Yeah, I don't know what it is now.
yeah.
Okay, so your group is covered. Carolyn's group is covered. And Ken, you have Zoom, right?
I'm not sure if they even have an account. I'll
Oh.
check it. But I have Google and I do not have an iPhone.
Right.
I've been using Google Meet on most of my meetings. It's really easy.
Okay, Renee, what do you have?
Yeah, I've got a Zoom account.
You have a Zoom account. Is that something you could all use?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's hope so.
Michelle?
No Zoom, yes, Google, and yes, iPhone.
Okay. And Laura. Laura?
Yeah, I'm here. I have to sit up and remove my iPad, like my iPillow, and a
Are
lot of effort.
you lying down?
No, I'm just
Oh.
reclining back. You're like in a
Oh.
seated position. I'm
Okay.
comfortable. I'm relaxed.
Okay.
No Zoom, yes, an iPhone, and I'm not sure about the other stuff, the Gmail thing.
Okay. Well, so far the okay,
Hey,
so I have
Sarah. I'm sorry, what group am I in? I didn't hear my name.
You didn't because Russ you're in Russell's group and
Okay.
Yeah.
he offered
Great.
that. Okay, so I'll tell you the
Thank you.
groups.
Yeah,
So
the person can use Zoom, and I guess the other group can just use Gmail, Google Meets or something if they want.
right. So we have Trish, Lakshmi, and Kim, even though you're one time zone away, Kim, the three of you are together. And then I have Elena, Tiffany, and Carolyn. Again, Elena, you're the person who's one time zone away there. And then I have Cindy, Fran, Lisa, and Russell together. And Renee, Ken, Michelle, and Laura together. So it's the Trish, Lakshmi, and Kim group that you can probably meet by iPhone. Or Lakshmi, do you do meetings?
I can do it in Google Meet. I have an Android. I don't have an iPhone. So was it more like the FaceTime that you were referring to for the iPhone?
No, it would be audio if you wanted
Oh,
audio.
okay. And then, then as long as we're just on a phone, like a group call on the phone, I think Android would be okay, or I could still do the Google Meet.
Okay, so would you be able to help Trish know how to do Google Meet?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Okay, so what I'd like to do now, and Russell, I will turn this over to you, is break you out into your groups so that you could figure out a time at least to have your first initial meeting over the next week and get started. So Russell, I'm going to turn this over to you.
It's just going to take me a little bit to create the groups. So I guess
Right.
everyone can sort of ground while I'm doing that.
I'll talk.
And then, yeah, you can talk. So what? And then Sarah, when I make the groups, what I'll do is I'm going to leave you in the main room. I'll join my group, and then what I'll do is I'll transfer the host back to you. And then you can just tell us how long you want us to be in the group, or you can, it shouldn't be too hard if you go to the breakout section, you as the host, and then just go join other groups and pop in and pop out if you want. Or you could even send a message saying like 5 more minutes or something like that if you want to do that.
Where do I find that? Under more? Let's see.
Yeah, but you're not going to see it now because...
Oh, because you have it now. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Or if you're more comfortable, I can stay host and you're just going to be stuck in the main room. So it's up to you.
I'm fine staying in the main room. Okay.
All right. I'll keep that.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's 3:23. So let's meet for 15 minutes approximately. So it would be 3:40. Is that correct? Am I thinking right? It would be 16 minutes. Does that make sense?
Russell's got to get it set up.
Oh, yeah, Russell's got. Okay, go ahead. So we'll wait, and we'll probably go from 3:30 to 3:45.
Hey, Sarah. Sarah,
could you repeat what we're to discuss in the group?
Yeah, it's actually on the paper too.
Okay.
So, and Lisa, what were you?
Yes. When you say the paper, I didn't check the whole invite. Is the paper attached to that?
It's on the drop down menu for today's class.
Perfect. Okay. I do have a couple quick questions that I just wanted to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
As far as taking turns, so all of us would transition for ours. There's four, so every 15 minutes, each of us for our, you know, the groups that we're getting together monthly, we'd have 15 minutes. Is that what I'm understanding?
No.
No.
First of all, it could be flexible, but it could be two people doing 30 minutes each, something like that. It could be one person doing 30 minutes and you guys could have a discussion or feedback session. It can be, it can be flexible and you can rotate over the weeks, but give yourself enough time to actually do a practice. But you know, if you lead something and everyone says in 15 minutes I'm really nicely grounded, my light axis is up and flowing and I feel really good, then you know, then you can see what to do from there if you want to take it further, if you want to talk about feedback. But this can practice collaboration, learning how to speak in a group and have it be collaborative and tuning into the same thing, not just practice. So don't make it so
rigid.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. The other thing was you did make a comment about, you know, you record your notes on experiences and at least one insight on the class page every week. I thought we still had to do the class page every day, and this one is an additional note weekly.
No, you don't have to do the class page every day.
Okay. All right.
Did I say that? Or?
Well, you didn't not say it. Yes.
Oh.
So,
okay.
For the first 2 weeks until last Saturday's training. I guess that was the ask. So we are ready for the room, Sarah, whenever you're ready. Okay. And I also have it set so that after 15 minutes, it'll bring people back to the main room and it'll give everyone a 60-second, you know, countdown when we're going to return.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you.
What do you want us to do in this 15 minutes? Go ahead.
Yeah. So if you can find out what might be a good time to meet this week, finding an initial time, and then if that's not a time you can meet every week, just know that you want to get this started. And just kind of put yourself together as a little group and see what happens. You know what I mean? Just form. That's all you need to do. But getting, yeah, okay, yeah, take it energetically. But see if you can find a time to meet this week, and then you'll see. I mean, I've been in groups that met the same time, you know, every week, or we find a time the next week that works. So you can work that way, however works for your group. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
I'm gonna teleport you.
Okay.
Cindy, Fran, Lisa, I won't be in immediately because I can't assign myself to a room as a host, but I will follow up right away. Okay, so I'll be there shortly after you all join. Okay, we're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bye, y'all. Sorry. All right, Sarah, I'm going to hop into my group.
Okay.
We'll see you in 15 minutes. Everyone should pop back in.
Okay, thank you.
Kim, why isn't Kim going? Not joined. Kim, I think you have to say join meeting. I'm not going to go in until she gets.
Okay.
Kim, can you hear me?
There she goes.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. See you soon.
Thank you. We're back.
We're back.
Ta-da.
Thank you. So how did...
I'll turn over host back to you. Would you like that?
I think I did. It said reclaim host.
Oh, you did. Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you. That was so nice to have you handle it, Russell. Thanks. And I learned a little there.
My pleasure. Okay.
Thanks. So how did we do? Did we figure everything out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trish?
Yes.
Huh?
Kim Lakshmi and we all figured it out.
Yep. Great.
Yep. Okay. I do have a question.
Let's see. Who was Trish?
Me.
Wait, Trish was. Did you have a question, Trish, or you hung up? Okay, Ken.
If there, for some reason, we can't attend the session, our group's own session, can we join another group that week?
Interesting question. What do we think about that? Anyone have a viewpoint on that?
I'd like the option. I think everybody should do whatever they can to stay with their own group. But if you just can't, I think that would be a nice option.
I think that's a good idea, because as a facilitator, you know, we're not always going to be working with the same exact participants in a group. And so that would give the opportunity for, quote unquote, a new person, yet still someone that's well immersed in the community to do that. So I'd be for that.
Okay.
I think it would be interesting to have, I love going together the whole time, but, you know, it would be nice to have someone come in. And I also wanted to ask, is it still appropriate to put on the page that, you know, if anybody's interested in grounding today, give a call?
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
So that's what I was kind of wondering. Okay.
Uh-huh. That would be great.
I'm open. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So how would people know when there's a group each week? So would someone from the group post on the class page when they're meeting that week?
What if the person that wanted to meet with someone, a different group, were to post it, and then someone from another group could say, here's when we're meeting, versus everyone posting all the time?
Ah.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so we like that approach. So if you know that you can't make it to your meeting, you go on the page and you say, looking for a group to join this week. What's available? Okay. Everyone have that clear? Okay.
The other thing we could do, if there's a definite person in each group who's going to be creating the Google Meet or the Zoom, they could put their phone number up on the page and the time of the class. They could just call them directly, whoever is interested.
So you're saying the person who's hosting the group that week, if they're doing it on Google Meet,
on Zoom, that as well, they'd have to send them the invite. That's the only reason for the phone call.
But no, I like Carolyn's approach. And then say someone wanted to join our group and I'm the one that's setting it up through Zoom, then I could just send that person the link. And then
okay.
I think Carolyn's approach was really thoughtful.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. Let's see, Lisa, you're still on. Do you have more questions? Okay. Okay. And Fran, you were on, so was there something you wanted to?
Oh, no, I think it was just a response, like a yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's settle in. So it all went well. We're coordinated now. Any issues come up? Other questions? Okay. Oh, and for the comments, avoid comments like, oh, Carolyn did a beautiful job grounding the group. Orient the comments towards what your experience is or was, and what you learned from it, what you understood. Other than a beautiful downpour of light right now, I think that's all I have for now. Do we feel like we are nicely cooked and browned?
I'm caramelized.
You're caramelized.
Yep.
I was going to say, I'm ready for carving.
Okay. Okay, so it's not an ending. It's a completion of a cycle of the training. And you can feel it's going to continue. And it's been incredible to be with everyone for 9 days. And do what you did this week. Oh my God, to be able to do this in the middle of your daily life is incredible. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you kind of made inroads into your ability to your facility in being able to integrate into your daily life, or you know, more smoothly shift as you needed to.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and it was a wonderful learning opportunity.
Thank you. I'm giving you all gold stars. So picture a gold star right on that forehead and on your heart. So thank you very much. This, you know, usually when we do a retreat in a location, I don't have recordings. We have had at some point done that. So you're going to have like 22, 23 recordings, which is an enormous amount. And probably 200 to 300 pages of written stuff. So I don't know what we'll do with all that, but you should download the material somehow. I am going to be going through the new website is almost done. It'll be done in the next couple weeks. This material will be on the new website for you to access. But I do want to say, it would be good practice to figure out a way to download the material at some point. I'm not sure what all the capacity of the new website is and how long I'll be able to keep things up. I mean, I'll be able to keep them up for a year or something if we need to, but I know I have some really old stuff on there. So it'd be good to keep it on an external drive or something like that if you can. And we'll go from there. So thank you. And I'll see you tomorrow night. And many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Deepest gratitude to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.